Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals' love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Ipoh in the northwest of Malaysia to sample the city's famous white coffee, Kuai Tiao, and Nonya cuisine. Monocle's Maylee Evans is our guide.
Whether you start your day at 8 or 11 a.m., you can always count on the local kopitiams or coffee shops to be waiting for you in Ipoh. Join workers getting a brew to start the day with a cup of Ipoh white coffee, made with condensed milk, at Chang Jiang on Jalan Windsor. Here, the coffee seller learnt his craft from his father at a small stall before opening up shop. The coffee beans are roasted with margarine, but if that sounds a bit too much, perhaps opt for cham, a mixture of tea and coffee. The restaurant is made up of a series of adjoining rooms, but to get the full atmosphere during morning rush hour, ensure that you sit in the main room, filled with marble-topped circular tables. Pair your drink of choice with a serving of soft-boiled eggs, a kopitiam staple. When they arrive at your table, shells and all, crack them into the mug provided and add a dash of soya sauce and a sprinkle of white pepper to suit. Don't forget to slurp them down noisily for maximum enjoyment. But what's breakfast without a slice of toast? The firm favourite amongst children and adults alike is kaya toast. Two pieces of lightly grilled white bread sandwich a generous spreading of kaya, or coconut jam. And sitting on top of this sweet mixture are thick railroad sleeper-style chunks of butter that ever so slightly melt. It's the perfect way to start your day. Ipoh is nestled between a series of limestone hills in the northwest of Malaysia. The former tin mining city has always been a paradise for food lovers, but in more recent years has beckoned a renewed interest in heritage, meaning that many of the old shopfronts have been saved from development. And it's in Old Town that you'll see many of them. You could spend hours ambling, counting layers of peeling paint, and imagining the former lives each layer reveals. Be sure to admire the artistry of the hand-painted wooden blinds that shield the parade of shops elevated by the roadside. Each blind offers welcome respite from the fearsome midday heat, should you need it as you continue sampling food. For lunch, you'd be hard-pressed to find a bad meal at a kedai kopi or cafe. These often have a number of hawker stalls set within their perimeter, specialising in a single dish, be it mee hoon or nasi lemak. Kedai Kopi King Kok is a place to go for Kuai Tiao. Thick-cut, silken flat noodles served with a sprinkling of shrimp, egg and spring onions. And do ask for extra bean sprouts. They're reputed to be particularly crunchy in Ipoh, due to the abundance of hard water from the surrounding limestone in the Kinta Valley. Each dish arrives on a brightly coloured plastic plate, helping the independent vendors keep track of their cutlery and plates in this busy joint. All around, families of all ages catch up. Workers grab a bite between meetings and students kick back with a few hours to spare. Turnover can be razor fast on the weekend. You must be nimble to secure a table amongst the sea of hungry visitors, especially as queuing is not a given. Listen carefully and you'll be treated to a mixture of languages. You may even catch snatches of rojak, the effortless mingling of Bahasa Malay, Cantonese and English in a single sentence, a reflection of the various cultures and people who call Ipoh home. Belly full of food, walk down the many lanes of Old Town, across the River Kinta and into New Town, and spot the numerous pieces of street art. Many of the murals depict scenes from yesteryear, an auntie grinding soya beans, an uncle loading his trishaw, another depicting pomelos and durians native to the country. Dinner beckons, so venture to the museum, an outlet known for their char siu or barbecue pork with a sweet, sugary crust. You can't go wrong with an order of pomfret, a fragrant fish dish lightly steamed to perfection, alongside garlic rice and a side order of baku, a light and bright green fern served cold. If you're after something a little spicier, try Yum Yum, further afield on Persiaran Green Hill. A haven for Nonya flavours, I recommend a local favourite, Assam Fish Head Curry. Heavy on the tamarind, this dish features a helping of petai, more commonly known as bitter beans or smelly beans. But don't let their strong scent dissuade you. The flavour packs a punch. Finish with a portion of kuei, a bite-sized dessert made from either rice flour or tapioca, and often flavoured with coconut. These layered treats can come in a variety of shapes and designs, so be sure to leave a little room for them. For Monocle, from Ipoh, I'm Maylie Evans.
This has been episode number 147 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Maylie for today's tour around Ipoh in Malaysia. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.